It's time to add a couple more tunes to the Georgia playlist. We ask people to choose two songs they think best represent Georgia. Just two simple rules. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it can't be one of the nominator's own songs. This week, we're doing a special version of the Georgia playlist with artists from the Savannah Stopover Music Festival. And we caught up with this next musician right after a recent performance.
My name is Drew Kirby. I play in a band called Mothers, and I live in Athens, Georgia. The first song I chose for the Georgia playlist is by a band called the Olivia Tremor Control from Athens, and it's the first song off of their album, Black Foliage, and it's called A Peculiar Noise Called Train Director, is the full name of the song. It has everything that I think is good about the kind of a retro futurist leanings, like looking back into older styles of recording and analog gear and old ideas of psychedelia and kind of pushing them forward into the future. It's fairly overwhelming. I find it super stimulating sonically. There's so much going on. The subtitle of the album is animation music, and it's what it sounds like. It sounds almost like you're listening to a cartoon or something. When I found Olivia Tremor Control, it was kind of another echelon of exploration kind of in recording. And it still blows my mind, honestly. There we are, in the blink of an eye, you get several meanings. It's really trippy, honestly, like genuinely, it's a trip of a song without a doubt. The second song I chose is Gasoline Dreams by Outkast, because I think you'd be hard pressed to talk about Georgia music and not talk about rap and hip hop. It's the first song off of Stankonia, which was their last album that they worked on together, and definitely the most forward-thinking and progressive musically. It's a pretty fiery song. It almost has a punk energy borderline, because Andre 3000 is just screaming his head off at points. I think of Outkast as almost being like the Beatles, maybe even for people my age, or maybe it was just growing up outside of Atlanta and hearing it so much, but I remember Hey Ya being the biggest song I'd ever heard. Like, it was absolutely everywhere when it came out. I think it's significant because they were able to really push the envelope while still maintaining a level of popular appeal, which I think is a really hard line to straddle if you can kind of take listeners with you on a bit of a journey versus just satisfying what they want, like showing them what they maybe need. I remember listening to Stankonia a bunch my senior year of high school, and it definitely opened up my appreciation for all different types of music outside of just indie rock. I just think the energy of the track is super palpable. It brings a lot of different types of music together, and it's just a powerful opening song for an album. It's a really intense mission statement, and it still sounds so alive and bursting with energy to me. Don't everybody like to taste the apple pie? Won't snap for your flight to life? I'm telling you why. I hear that mother nature now music from Georgia comes from the heart. It isn't quite as motivated by outside factors, and for that reason, I think it's still very pure, and I think amazing stuff will continue to come out of it for that reason, because it's been decades now that Atlanta's been somewhat of a torchbearer for progressive ideas about music and where it could potentially go and head.
That was Drew Kirby of the Athens-based group Mothers. The band performed last night at Savannah's Stopover Music Festival. If you have a band you'd like us to listen to or a song you want to nominate for the Georgia playlist, just call us. It's 404-500-9457. We can create the ultimate essential collection of Peach State music with your help.